What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we were talking with Mark in North Carolina as to what Trump may be thinking as he moves forward clearly on this war agenda. Trump may not even be thinking about a second term. I know that seems unusual, but Trump may have just decided he wanted to be president just so he could say he was president of the United States of America, and he's not really concerned with a second term. One is going to be enough to get him in the history books. But again, he has gone overboard on the war agenda, and you're right. Part of the problem is he surrounded himself with advisors who were part of the problem to begin with. And far from draining the swamp, Trump has actually hired all the alligators to White House staff positions. And so he's literally surrounded by people who their own vested interests are involved in pushing that war agenda forward. He's probably being told by everybody around him, there is no other choice. You must do this.
Yeah, but, you know, he's not even, even if he doesn't want to run, he's going to go down as one of the worst presidents ever if he gets us into a war, especially in a ground war. Again, we're not going to have, you know, thank God my son didn't re-up. He didn't re-enlist. Okay, he did his tours. He did 6 years, and he left. And because he matured, as I matured, I didn't even know anything about. I didn't know what a mouse was at the time. So he was a computer, so I wasn't able to find out anything on the internet. I had to go by the mainstream news, and I believed in I believed the not all of it, but most of the nonsense that I was hearing. So, thank God he got out of there, and. Like I said, I really sympathize with it with that guy before, but I'm afraid they're going to have to go to a draft if this happens. And if you go to a draft, we're going to have all hell is going to break loose in this country.
But I agree. They've been trying to avoid it, but yeah, if they go to war in North Korea and it turns into a ground war, there will be a draft. And just because your children have served their time in the military does not mean they cannot be recalled to active duty. It can happen, especially if they have a needed skill set. They could be yanked out of their civilian lives and put back in uniform. That's a reality that everybody who serves in the military has to be aware of. Okay?
Well, when I was in, I had to do 4 years, 2 years active and 2 years inactive reserve. So once your inactive time was over, that was it. They couldn't recall you. I guess maybe if an extreme emergency, maybe, but that was pretty much it. I think it's probably the same thing today, but who knows? It's something to be concerned about because this is terrible. I mean, I don't know whether somebody what kind of advisors he's got that could pound some common sense into the man. You know, tell him, you know, you're going to blow everything. You're going to go down as one of the worst presidents ever if this happens. And at the worst case scenario, of course, is destruction of the planet. That's how bad this could be. I don't think Russia and China are going to get involved, to be honest with you, either in Syria or in North Korea, because I think they're going to just sit back and let us do in our own, you know what.
Yes. That certainly seems to be what Putin's plan is to just wear the U.S. out in wars of attrition. First Syria, then Afghanistan, then maybe Iran, but basically just turn the Middle East into another version of Vietnam, which broke the back of the United States all those years ago.
Well, if we fight in Syria, it's going to bring Iran. Iran is going to be involved, and it's going to be and probably what I would think is Putin's going to arm the Iranians and the Syrians at the same time, kind of like we did in Afghanistan to the Russians, to the Soviets. At the time, that's what I think, and he's just going to sit back and say, if these idiots are this stupid and they want to do this again, well, you know, let them do in their own you know what. I think, but I can't say for sure. You know, who knows? I don't know what the Chinese are going to be thinking if it's North Korea. You know, they might do as they did back in, what was it, 1951, 52, and they may send in their so-called volunteers. So, you know, this has all kinds of terrible possibilities. And
that's the thing. Looking forward along all these paths, they all lead to major war and bloodshed. And again, there are too few voices out there saying, let's try and calm the situation down. Anyway, Mark, I'm going to let you go because I want to move on to this next caller. George in Texas, welcome back to the show. And thank you for being so patient and waiting your turn for the phone call. So what's on your mind today?
Well, you know, the thing is, I was sitting there reading about Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee bumping a first-class passenger off. And, you know, I noticed on the Houston Chronicle and on, the local TV news station, they cut off all the comments. And the thing is, I was hearing people, she's a member of Congress. I said, the only time I think a member of Congress can bump someone's first-class seat, if the president called a national emergency and they had to get to Washington, D.C. Otherwise, Mike, I don't really see any reason for a member of Congress to bump a first-class person's seat. I don't care who they are. Nobody should deserve preferential treatment. They should go through the TSA security lines for all I care.
Well, you're absolutely right. And what really angered a lot of people was, first of all, that Sheila Jackson Lee just apparently has a record of doing this. She'll come up to an airplane and say, I want a first-class seat, and the airlines will comply. Even to the point of bumping somebody out of the seat. And I guess up until now, nobody really complained all that much. And now, of course, Sheila Jackson Lee is trying to play the victim card. You know, that this teacher only made a stink because I'm black and I'm the victim here of racism. It's just making a bad situation worse. And the reason they're cutting off all the comments on the coverage of this story is because the comments have been almost universally negative. That if there wasn't a first-class seat available, Sheila Jackson Lee just should have accepted the luck of the draw and gotten whatever seat that she could. But to try and apparently pull rank and kick somebody else out of the seat they'd already bought and paid for, that's abuse of power and abuse of authority. And it's not what the United States is supposed to be like.
Well, you know, the thing is, it's more like Sheila Jackson Lee, I heard she is just as nasty and verbally abusive as Hillary Clinton. And, Sheila Jackson Lee is the purpose why we need term limits and need to go back to paper ballots.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, going back to Ron Paul's column on Christmas Day, and he's saying, yes, why is anybody surprised that our government behaves like this when the government as a whole believes in looting and plundering and pillaging the American people, foreign wars to steal their wealth? Of course you're going to have liars, cheats, thieves, and rapists seeking these offices of power. And yes, they're going to have election fraud as well.
Well, you know, the thing is about Ron Paul, when he was a congressman, he never flew first class. He always flew coach.
Yes.
Nobody ever knew that. And I don't really think Congressman Ron Paul would have bumped somebody's seat. I think he would be far more responsible of booking his own traveling plans.
I think anyway. You're probably right. People like Sheila Jackson Lee, they just figure, you know, I'll just say I'm a congresswoman and they will make things happen for me. And that's not really the way it's supposed to work. And I don't blame that teacher for being upset. I'm glad United Airlines gave her $1,000 in travel vouchers to make up for it. But it was a terrible thing to do. And remember, United is the airline that had those other issues of bumping passengers out of first class seats or even off the airplane completely to make way for crew flights. And that displays an attitude toward the passengers that is not really very good. And I'm pretty sure that's why United was hoping this story wouldn't go away. But now that Sheila Jackson Lee's come on out and claims she's the victim because she's a victim of racism, I think United Airlines has got a huge PR problem on their hands right now.
About Claire, I know she's going to get well because you want to know why? The wives are supposed to outlive the husbands.
Thank you for that reassuring thought. Yeah, and I'll mention that to her.
Yeah, but anyway, it's more like, Mike, I also got... Like I say, I'm supposed to start chemotherapy the 12th, and I'm praying to God that I ain't got to go chemotherapy. I'm supposed to do a CT scan because what the prognosis these doctors want me on is like, I don't like it, Mike, because it's just like it puts me on a permanent treadmill, and something in my guts tell me you don't have to go that route. So I'll keep you up to date on that. I'll let you make room to get your finish your show. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot, George, and good luck with your medical issues. Boy, so many people are just dealing with so many illnesses right now here. We're going to do a shout-out now to our Honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And the other day I was talking about infrastructure and not taking care of things. Well, it just hit Disneyland in Anaheim. Now, this is one of their busiest days of the year. Obviously, families come on out and they're visiting and they go to Disneyland. And they've had a major power outage that has blacked out the Fantasyland and Toontown sections and paralyzed a bunch of the rides, including the monorail. And so people are understandably very upset, especially how expensive it is to go to Disneyland now. And it really is. I mean, it's very, very expensive, and yet they're obviously not taking care of the facility. All right, we're going to take another phone call here, and this is Curtis in Arizona. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Can you hear me? I'm running in my car.
I hear you.
Can you hear me? Okay.
I hear you.
These guys getting worried about Trump and whether he knows what he's doing in foreign policy. I look at it this way. He's one of two things. Either he's a white hat and he's doing all this saber rattling to placate those that he has to placate, okay, for the moment. Or he is a black hat and he's actually taking out the swamp in the same way that that the SS took out the brown shirts, right? It could be for sure.
Well, I'm not sure I agree with either one of those. I think Trump is just caught up in the excitement of being the president. And unfortunately, it's turning out that he's very easy to manipulate. He does have to repay favors for the people who financed his campaign, like Sheldon Adelson, which is where we got that boneheaded thing about Jerusalem. But again, this goes all the way back, even when the campaign was first starting, and I said, I like Trump and I like what he's saying. Mostly, I don't want Hillary Clinton in the Oval Office. But I made the observation back then that, as near as I could tell, Donald Trump was dangerously naive about real-world politics in Washington, D.C., and foreign policy. And so he is dependent on his advisors, and the advisors are all basically they're part of the original agenda. They're part of the reason Washington, D.C. is the way it is.
I don't know. I'm not so sure if I agree with that, because from what I understand, Trump has had a lot of communication even before he ran for president with people like Alex Jones, and he knows 90% of what's really out there. Now, if you look at the timing and everything, that when McCain made that no vote, okay, and then within a few weeks, you started seeing things turning around where these people stopped being so bold to the point where now they're saying, well, you know, I'm going to retire. I'm not going to run again. I'm going to go away. And see, what you're seeing, we're not seeing this. We're not seeing that these guys, this executive order, is talking about harming individual human rights. I'm paraphrasing, but a lot of people are thinking that this order is going to cover things like child trafficking or any human trafficking, that this general order has got these people on the run. So I really believe it's looking more like he is doing something about not just the, you know, everybody who's involved in these kind of the dark side, basically, of the power structure. And the only thing that's going to stop him is if they take him out one way or the other. Okay. But
well,
like I said,
again, like I said, I read the executive order, and it does sound really good. The question is, can Trump actually put it into effect? Because, as I mentioned before, back during John F. Kennedy, when he wrote an executive order to basically take away the CIA's covert paramilitary authority and hand it back to the Pentagon, that was considered Kennedy's attempt to carry out his promise to smash the CIA into 1,000 pieces and scatter it to the wind.
Right.
But his order was never carried out because the people in the bureaucracy didn't want it to go forward. And so if you have a bureaucracy around Donald Trump that have all gotten rich off of their piece of the Uranium One deal, and they've all gotten rich off the Clinton Foundation and the rest of it, they're not going to allow the executive order to be carried out. They'll find ways to block it, to interfere with it. I mean, look at the way the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals Court keeps blocking Donald Trump on his lawful exercise of authority to control our borders.
Right. But I don't think he'll be afraid to use the military, though, Mike. I think their state of emergency thing could be for real. I just hope he's a white hat. You know, I mean, if he's not, we're sunk anyway. So it doesn't matter. You shouldn't waste time worrying about whether he knows what he's doing. Because either, you know, either way, something's going to happen. Anyway, the way I see it, Mike, is we don't have that much time left anyway. If we don't do something about this next generation coming up, that just like that senator who says, I forget his name, that's going to run against him, the Republican, he knows that time is on their side, that once these young 30-somethings come into full power politically, it's going to be a war between the light and the dark, and the light is going away. We're just getting too old. The dark was reared up without, you know, us. We let it happen. And now that generation might be what takes us out.
Well, I think that's it's a serious prognostication. I want to keep the focus more immediate in terms of the very real possibility that an attack on North Korea could spin out of control. An attack on Iran could spin out of control. And my concern that if it gets to that, war with Russia, war with China, we're already seeing the rest of the world start to unite against the U.S. We're seeing more and more nations are starting to pivot over to the Russian-China sphere of influence. And as a result, I think we're going to lose this war, even if it goes nuclear, especially if it goes nuclear. We're going to lose this war.
I agree, Mike. You know, and if he does go to war, that means he's been a black hat all along. That's the way I see it. Anyway,
well, Mike, I think it's more a case of him being manipulated into the war. He's being told by his advisors there is no other choice. There is no path to peace. Let's just move forward. We're going to have to do it. Let's just get it over with. And that dovetails, of course, with that statement coming from the head of the CIA that we have to have war with North Korea within the next 12 weeks.
You know, who listens to them unless you believe you're gullible? I don't even bother listening to these people anymore. Anyway, Mike, have a good day, and I'm glad you guys are back. I hope Claire gets better, okay?
Well, I certainly hope so, too, because apparently she's having a very rough time in there with her back pain. So next commercial break, I got to go see if I can help her. Anything else?
Okay. I'm on the road, but I'll be listening, and if somebody's bringing something up, you know, so I'll jump in and throw my 2 cents in.
All right, well, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. And getting on back to the news, I'm looking at this chart one of our members posted at whatreallyhappened.com, and it's a map of how the House of Representatives is going to be altered by the illegal immigration. And the problem here is that illegal immigrants are included in the census counts used in the distribution of congressmen and congresswomen in the House of Representatives and the Electoral College. And it's very alarming because we're seeing states that are being flooded by illegal immigrants, like Washington State picking up a seat in the House, California picking up 5 seats in the House of Representatives, Texas is picking up 2. Florida 1, New York 1, and because the number of representatives overall remains constant, that means other states are losing representation because of the illegal immigration problem. Montana down 1, Indiana down 1, Missouri down 1, Oklahoma down 1, basically all across Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania. They're all losing influence in the House of Representatives because of this flood of illegal immigrants coming into the country. We're going to take another break for commercials. I'm going to go check on Claire, and we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And Aloha America, welcome back to our show here. The phone lines are now open, 800-313-9443. And we're under another major rainstorm. And it's been very unusually cool here in Hawaii as well. In fact, yesterday here on Oahu, we actually set records for the intense amount of rain that came on down. So a lot of weather records, I think, are already being broken across the country as we head further and further into winter. Now, speaking of records, SpaceX is out there doing amazing work, and apparently SpaceX and other private American launch companies made 29 successful rocket launches into orbit. This is the highest since 1999, when they had 31. And it's one area of our economy where they're doing very well. And SpaceX, with their reusable booster rockets, is able to get payloads into orbit more economically than companies that use the use-once-throw-away approach. And it took them a long time to get that to work properly, but they've got it working. And now, of course, they're looking forward to a manned capsule to get astronauts up to the International Space Station, not have to go through Russia. And they're talking about a return to the moon and eventually a trip to Mars, which is going to be very difficult. I'd love to see that happen. I would love to see that happen. But they're doing really good things, and I wish them a lot of luck. And maybe they will be as inspiring to the current generation of young people as the original Mercury Project was to kids of my age back when it happened. Because that idea of going into space, it just lit us all up. Everybody wanted to be into rocketry. Everybody was building model spaceships. Everybody was getting telescopes and studying the universe. So, now, getting on back to the weather, we're now seeing huge amounts of Arctic air flowing through the United States, and it's going to make its way from the northern plains to the eastern and southern U.S. Sunday into Monday. In other words, the New Year's holiday is going to be very cold. Temperatures in Minneapolis are forecast to fail to reach 0 degrees Fahrenheit over the weekend. Bitterly cold Arctic air will settle in across a large swath of the U.S. as we turn the calendar from 2017 to 2018, said AccuWeather senior meteorologist Dan Pidnowski. So the old farmer's almanac had it right again. Winter got here late, but it's making up for it. It's very hard. Over in Erie, Pennsylvania, and yes, they do get a lot of snow because of lake effect, they got 60 inches of snow. And the city of Erie declared a disaster emergency because 60 inches of snow, that's 5 feet. And they are really feeling that as well. Meanwhile, the propaganda for the human-caused global warming people continues. And over at PBS, they're running a story. Even as Erie, Pennsylvania gets buried under all this snow, PBS is out there reminding us that global warming could drive 600,000 more people to Europe. It's the global warming that's driving this migrant crisis. They want to get away from the hot parts of the world into the cooler parts of the world. So they're blaming it on global warming rather than the machinations of the globalist New World Order. Now, the other day I was talking about my primary complaint about all of the environmental activists who want to ban all oil and gas usage is that they have failed to come up with something that represents a realistic replacement. And illustrating that is apparently green activists were running this advertising campaign that featured Doctor Who star Peter Capaldi. And it was put up as posters around the Westminster Tube Station and across London's transport network and proclaimed that the price of wind energy had dropped by 50% over the past 2 years. This triggered a complaint to the Advertising Standards Authority, and because the claim that wind energy costs had fallen by 50% was demonstrably not true, Greenpeace and these other environmental groups have had to take the posters down. I'll bet you those will be collector's items for the Whovians. But again, if you read my article on ClimateGate, down at the bottom are quotes from some of the leading lights of the human-caused global warming movement where they say, yeah, of course we've got to lie. We're not going to get you to go along with our agenda unless we lie to you and scare you. And that's not how debate is supposed to work. Debate is you present the facts, and if the facts make sense, I go along with what you want. It's not acceptable to say, yeah, we're going to scare you into going along with me. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And this thing with Sheila Jackson Lee is really starting to blow up. Apparently, she's got a long history of imperious behavior. And I'm looking at an article in the Daily Mail. And the headline is, quote, "I'm a queen and I demand to be treated like a queen," end quote. How Congresswoman involved in race row on plane was chauffeured a block to Congress and was nearly banished from an airline before. And so they're basically going on over the last entire tenure in Congress, 23 years she's been there. And apparently she has a long record of behaving badly on planes and automobiles. And she has a history of transportation drama, including berating flight attendants on first class flights and making her congressional staff drive her one block. And then basically letting them sit there, blocking rush hour traffic while she makes a phone call. Apparently she calls her employees, "You stupid mother, you can fill in the rest." And apparently, this is a direct quote. In 1998, she was quoted as saying, "You don't understand. I am a queen, and I demand to be treated like a queen." So this is really going to blow up in her face. I think there's going to be a lot of people who are going to be taking another close look at Sheila Jackson Lee. That's absolutely abominable behavior. Now, out in California, we've mentioned the problem with Nestle. Nestle's CEO is on record saying that he does not think humans have a natural right to water, that water should be commoditized, it should be marketed, and you should have to pay money for it. And Nestle makes a huge amount of money sucking water out of California's aquifers, putting them in bottles and selling them for $1 to $2 a pop. And it turned out that they've been doing it on an expired water permit. And even worse than that, the cost of the water permit was negligible. Nestle's getting this water practically for free. Well, California water regulators have now stepped up, and they're telling Nestle it's time to halt unauthorized water diversions, given that the company does not appear to have a valid water rights for much of the water it's been piping out of the San Bernardino National Forest and selling as bottled water. Well, good that they finally stood up for that, because California is dealing with water shortages, and letting some company privatize the water makes it worse, because there's a lot of waste when the water is being processed and filtered for those bottles. They're spilling twice as much down the drain as they are putting in the bottle. And the other aspect of it, of course, is the fracking, which has contaminated some of California's freshwater aquifers with fracking chemicals. Remember the promise? Oh, it'll stay way down in the ground. It'll never come back. Yeah, it did. California is now recommending that the contaminated aquifers filled with fracking chemicals be used for agricultural irrigation, which means in addition to the water having the fracking chemicals, some of which are carcinogenic, they're now spraying the food plants with it as well. Now, as you know, we have a lot of hunger in this country. Claire and I are involved in some food programs locally. And one of the things that is in the new tax bill has upset a lot of people. Now, even Bernie Sanders is admitting the GOP tax plan is actually going to be good for America's middle class. We'll wait to see that. But basically, looking at the way the tax laws are currently set up, and this gets back to ClimateGate, food producers are financially incentivized to send surplus food they have grown to green energy plants to be converted into ethanol. And they're disincentivized from simply donating the surplus produce to charities that feed the homeless. And by the way, I got an email from somebody who went and looked at that Skid Row 2017 video, and they were just shocked at what they saw. So basically, tax incentives are encouraging the denial of food to the homeless. And it's waste food, but it's going to the ethanol factories. That's pretty sick. Especially when you realize that ethanol didn't really work out. The promise wasn't there. You have to buy and burn more of it to do the same amount of work as a lesser amount of gasoline. It's bad for the fuel systems on older cars. And it's not carbon neutral. Not when you add in the carbon generated by the processing plant itself. Too much politics and not enough common sense in this country. We've had another example of price gouging by big pharmaceutical companies. The drug in question is called Lomustine. It's been around for about 40 years, and it is a cancer treatment that allows patients suffering from brain tumors and Hodgkin's lymphoma to survive a great deal longer. Unfortunately, even though this medication is no longer protected by patents, there is no generic version, and the company that now holds the rights to Lomustine has raised the price nearly 1,400%, 14 times, since 2013. Now, raising the price that much, I don't know what they think is going to happen. most of their customers are simply not going to be able to afford it. We've had another story about flu viruses out of vaccines out of control. Story from Vaxxer.com. Apparently, this woman, 34 years old, was given a mandatory flu shot by her doctor, and it partially blinded her, and she came down with multiple sclerosis, and the before and after pictures are stunning. They're just pushing this stuff out there. And by the way, when Claire and I went to the doctors this morning, when we went to the doctors the first time, it was almost empty. We were there today. The waiting room was just filled with people with this flu bug. It's got a 9-day incubation period, and that makes it very hard to track. But obviously, it is spreading like crazy. And I have heard from several authoritative sources that one of the reasons this flu is spreading out of control is this year's flu shot does not cover it. Whatever this flu is, it's a surprise. It's not in the current flu shot. What do the doctors and practitioners recommend? Oh, get the flu shot. Gotta get the flu shot. Now, getting on back to Oklahoma, remember with the start of fracking, Oklahoma started suffering all kinds of minor quakes. And, of course, the fracking companies denied there was any kind of a link. Oh, it's just a coincidence. But apparently, Oklahoma last year started regulating wastewater injection. They put limits on how much water could be pumped down into the ground. And we're not even dealing with fracking fluid here. We're dealing with the wastewater, which is contaminated and has to be disposed of properly somewhere. And the fracking company's idea was, we'll just shoot it back down into the ground and it'll stay down there, which it didn't do. But apparently, the number of strong earthquakes in Oklahoma did, in fact, decline this year after the regulation of wastewater injection. All right, let's take a phone call. Brent in Wisconsin, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hello, Mike. Every time I hear you or maybe John Stadtmiller or one of the other hosts on RBN mention Nestle's, I get a real bad feeling, and they're the company, the corporation that is easy for me to hate. And I'll tell you why. Back, first of all, they're probably the world's largest producer of baby formula. And back in the 70s, I believe it was, maybe as early as the late 60s, Nestle's was dressing salespeople up as nurses and doctors going into third world countries and telling the lactating women in those areas how fashionable it was to feed their babies on formula, and how the ladies in the United States would do that, and it would free them up to go to golf outings or bridge club or whatever and not have to breastfeed their children. Well, these poor ignorant people in the third world countries were not able to read, many of them, and they wouldn't know how to dilute the baby formula and would feed it to their babies full strength, and of course the outcome was for the babies to die, or they would not be able to read the directions, and they would water it down too much and the babies would starve to death. Or perhaps they were feeding their babies diluted milk formula properly, but with contaminated waters, killing their babies. And of course, Nestle's had no problem with this because the bottom line was enriched. And of course, when the lactating mothers stopped breastfeeding and they dried up, then they had to take money out of the family's meager budget just to buy formula, and many of them couldn't afford it, and their babies were subsequently dying.
Yes. It's one of the most ridiculous accomplishments of the advertising industry was convincing women that what came out of this laboratory and factory was somehow better for their babies than what their own bodies were producing. And it was absolutely ridiculous. And as you point out, it led to all kinds of problems. And they're discovering even today that there are chemicals in mother's milk that help the body fight off things like cancer. They're not there in the baby's formula. The baby's formula is a very thin simulation of mother's milk, and it doesn't have all of the really good things mother's milk has. And yet women were convinced this was the way to go.
Right, right. And thank you, Nestle's. Anyway, I just wanted to add that to the mix a little bit today. And God bless you and Claire. Have a wonderful New Year's, and healthy and happy and productive, and your listeners as well. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for that. We know corporations will do all kinds of nasty things. Remember when Bayer discovered that their treatment for hemophilia, their blood clotting factor, was contaminated with HIV? They didn't destroy it. They had to take it off the market in the United States, but they just shipped it to other countries where there were no laws regarding HIV, and they sold it to those people, and they gave them all AIDS. And that's how corporations think. And we're supposed to have a government that keeps an eye on corporate think so that they do not harm the general population. Under fascism, which is where we are right now, the government and the corporations are lined up together against the general population, which is why you get things like melanin. Remember the synthetic plastic that was put into dairy products, including baby food, to artificially make it look like it had adequate amounts of protein, only it wasn't a real protein. And there was a big stink. It was found in pet food, was killing pets. Then it was found in baby products. Natural News had an article up earlier today where apparently they're doing micrographic analysis of chicken McNuggets, and they're finding stuff in there that just doesn't make sense that it would be there. But we do live in a world right now where, because there is a shortage of real, healthy, natural, organic food, corporations are allowed to adulterate what they're serving to you. And when you see a TV commercial for a burger joint that advertises a 100% all beef patty, it's not 100% all cow. Beef is now a trade name that can be used to describe a big mixture of some beef, 10 to 20%, along with soy fillers and various other things. And they're allowed to say, this is beef. When you go to the store and you buy a can that says tuna on the front, your first thought would be, there's tuna in this can. Not so. Tuna is a name that is now allowed to be used with something like 17 different species of fish. When you buy a bottle of honey, it's not always out of the rear end of a bumblebee. Many so-called honeys are little more than sugar water, coloring, and flavoring. So you got to be very, very, very careful. Now, do you remember middle of the month, there was this asteroid that flew past Earth, and it kind of caught everybody off guard. They didn't see it coming early. They only picked up on it when it was just getting ready to whiz by, and obviously it did miss us. And apparently it turned out that this asteroid was a lot bigger than previously thought, and the new observations on that asteroid conducted from the 15th to the 19th, show Phaethon to be about 3.6 miles wide. Now, that's not quite the size of the Chicxulub dinosaur killer, but that would definitely cause a tremendous amount of problems if it hit here on Earth. So keep your eyes to the skies, and we'll see what's going on up there. I am a big astronomy buff, and I do like to get out and watch for the meteor showers. We actually have very good skies here in Hawaii. Even on Oahu, we get a little smog, a little haze. But boy, if you're an astronomy buff and you get here to Hawaii, make a point of going up to the observatories. And there's a little halfway spot where there's a center, a visitor center, and it's not open at night. But it's advised that you stay there and get used to the altitude for about a half hour, because the main observatory is at 14,000 feet, and if you're not used to it, you will get very dizzy. Another cool thing that you can do is take a bottle of water, not from Nestle, and you empty it out and then you cinch the cap down real tight, just throw it in the back of your car. And by the time you get back down to sea level, that bottle will have been crushed down by the change in air pressure. And as I understand it, the 30-meter telescope is proceeding on the top of Mauna Kea. And I think that will be absolutely amazing when that's up there. As I mentioned earlier in the show, China is just completing the new world's largest radio telescope. And be interesting to see what comes out of that. We're going to take our last commercial break. And we'll be back with our last segment after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today here. And a lot of the members are putting up stories at whatreallyhappened.com about the curative effects of ordinary things that you buy at the store, spices, things like garlic, turmeric, and, of course, the big corporate pharmaceutical corporations don't want you to know about natural cures. or how certain foods are good for you in a medical sense. They want you to think that the only way that you can deal with any illness is through their little potions and pills and bottles, and that is simply not true. Now, obviously, I'm not a doctor. I played one once in a movie. But given all of the recent scandals regarding vaccines and vaccine injury, I think people do need to be a little bit less trusting of the medical industrial complex and just take it upon themselves to learn as much as they can about what it takes to be healthy. It's just common sense. I mean, when you own a car, you've read the owner's manual, you know the basics on how to keep it running. You should be doing the same thing for yourself and understand that ever since the Health Maintenance Organization Act was signed by Richard Nixon, medicine in this country is big business. It's not a service. It's not a benefit. It's just another way to extract huge amounts of wealth from ordinary people and basically exploit their fear of illness, injury, and death. Get them all scared about the terrible things that could happen. If they don't buy and use that medicine, oh, bad things will happen. Now, apparently down in Australia, there has been an act of vandalism at this park where there it was this preserved dinosaur footprint, theropod footprint, three-toed, one of the Allosaurus, T-Rex, those kinds. And apparently it wasn't well known where it was. Tour guides would have to take you up, push the brush aside and say, here's this fossilized remnant of the dinosaur footprint. And for some reason, somebody went on in with a hammer and smashed up this fossil footprint. And you have to wonder why. It doesn't look like they were trying to chisel it out and take it away. It just looks like they were smashing up the footprint just for the joy of smashing up the footprint. Now, I know that there are some individuals of a highly religious bent who believe that the earth is only 6,000 years old, that all of modern science and geology and chemistry and physics are wrong, and a bunch of Bronze Age goat herders somehow got it all right. And these individuals have in the past sought to destroy evidence of anything that doesn't line up with their religious beliefs. And not understanding that once you've destroyed that evidence, it doesn't mean the evidence didn't exist, only that you destroyed it. But I can't think of another reason for somebody to go on in and smash this thing up. And that is a real loss. We don't get any more dinosaurs, despite what Jurassic Park would have us believe. So we got to take care of those fossil remnants that we still have. Okay, there's the music. Time for me to get out of here and get back to taking care of Claire. Stay tuned for John Stedmiller's program. He's got a lot of interesting things to share with you. Please share what you learn here with everybody that you know. We're still trying to get the truth out there against this tsunami of lies. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
care. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.